The nonprofit, Urban Farming, is a leading organization dedicated to providing food for those in need, in addition to encouraging a healthier lifestyle. Urban Farming has a very strong presence in the Cincinnati area. To tell us more about Urban Farming's mission and its recent rain barrel project is founder Taja Savelle. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Chelsea. I appreciate it.
Now, Taja, what is Urban Farming? What is your mission?
Urban Farming is a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to see an end to hunger in our generation. We started in 2005 in Detroit, Michigan, with three gardens. We started planting food for people and giving it to them for free. We have now over 60,000 community residential, some of them are potted plants and some of them are farms that are registered with the Urban Farming Global Food Chain all over the world. We're very excited about the progress and we're happy about what we've been able to get started in Cincinnati.
How do these cities become involved like Cincinnati?
Well, what happened was in the first phase of our mission, we went around and installed gardens, the community centers, at schools, at faith-based organizations. The whole idea was really to raise awareness about the whole concept of growing your own food. During World War II, 20 million Americans planted victory gardens, and they grew almost half of our nation's produce supply. So we always thought if you think of those statistics and you think of that model, it was done back then without the internet, without Twitter, without cell phones, we could do that again on a massive scale. So in phase one of Urban Farming, we focused on raising awareness about gardening by installing these gardens everywhere. And I think we started in Cincinnati, I think it was 2010, with a project that we did with Kraft and Triscuit. We planted 65 community gardens in 21 cities across the United States, and Cincinnati was one of those cities. And we have an initiative with Coca-Cola this year. It's a rain barrel initiative in which Coca-Cola has given us repurposed rain barrels, and they're funding this project in Detroit and Cincinnati to allow us to be able to catch the rainwater. And then what we do is we install drip irrigation systems and we use a solar pump to pump the rainwater from the rain barrels into the garden. So we've just installed these systems on three gardens in Cincinnati. We've got a wonderful representative on the ground by the name of Tevis Foreman in Cincinnati. And so our crew, along with Tevis, installed these rain barrel systems with a small pergola, which is a little tiny rooftop that catches the water, I think on two of those, and then one of the sites is actually catching rainwater from the rooftop. So we have a garden at Winton Hills, at the Winton Hills Community Recreation Center, one at the Bond Hill Recreation Center, and one at Gaines United Methodist Church. We're also excited that the Cincinnati Health Department is working closely with these gardens with their Creative Healthy Communities program. It's really all about increasing the health of people's lifestyles and also helping people to cut down on their monthly bills.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much. We love Cincinnati, and we're very happy to have brought Urban Farming, and we're encouraging people to log on to the website to register your own garden and see where it appears on the global map on our website and just to be involved and be a part of the Urban Farming Global Food Chain.
Well, that was Taja Savelle, founder of Urban Farming. For more information on Urban Farming and the new rain barrels here in Cincinnati, visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Chelsea Vandedrink.